You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 267. Today is countdown to kickoff, day number 85. And today is all about Tyler Newsom, our punter, who actually has changed the standards for Notre Dame punters. I'll get into that, some of his numbers here in a little bit, how he compares to previous punters that Notre Dame has had over the past few years. Tyler Newsom, like I mentioned, is a punter. He's a 6'2½", 210-pound junior out of Carrollton, Georgia, and he attended high school in Carrollton. And we'll get into, this will be his third year at Notre Dame, and we'll start a little bit with his recruiting and then mention a few things about his career at Notre Dame and our expectations for this upcoming season in 2016. So, starting with recruiting, Randall, what can you tell us about Tyler Newsom?
Well, he was a three-star recruit coming out of high school, which there's not too many kickers that are ranked higher than that. He was one of the top punters in the country. And he did, for his high school, Carrollton High School, he handled the kickoffs and the punts and field goals. As a senior, he only had attempted five field goals, and he made all five of those. As a junior, he had 11 field goals. He was 9 of 11 on field goals, and 3 of 4 as a sophomore. So he only kicked 20 field goals in his high school career, but he only missed 3 of them. So pretty good stats on field goals, even though he's not even kicking field goals at Notre Dame. His kickoffs as a senior, 76 out of 100 kickoffs were touchbacks his senior year. So pretty impressive for high school kicker. And in his high school career, out of 213 kickoffs, 142 of them, which would be what, about three-fourths of them, would have been actually carried into the end zone.
Wow.
But as far as his punting stats as a senior, he averaged 38 yards on 20 punts. So he's definitely improved that since he's gotten to Notre Dame. He did help win a couple games, even though he only had five field goals in his senior year. He did help win a couple games. He helped in the semifinal round of the playoffs that year. He helped the team win in a 46-44 win, which had gone into four overtimes. So, pretty long game, and then he helped the team win.
Very good.
He was in the Semper Fidelis All-American game, and then he got to Notre Dame, and he actually didn't play at all his freshman year, which it was kind of a – he was a highly rated recruiter. I mean, everybody's expecting big things out of him. It came to Notre Dame, and – it took him a while to calm down, settle into his role. I remember the one, I'm not sure it was spring camp or fall camp, but at one point when they were practicing kicks, Brian Kelly walked down to the other end and was waving and telling him to kick it to him.
The other direction, right?
Yeah. So it took him a little while to settle down, and even his first kicks that we saw in games just, you know, he kind of had an issue keeping him in bounds and just didn't look as good.
All right, I want to read through, since 2008, I'll read you the punting average for the starting punter. In 2008, Eric Most averaged 41.07 yards per punt, and that would have been as a junior. He punted 54 times. In 2009, Eric Most, he did punt 19 times, but he only averaged 35.84 yards per punt, and then Ben Turk also punted that year, and Ben Turk had 26 punts, so they kind of split time there, and Ben Turk averaged 38.23 yards. In 2010, it was all Ben Turk, averaging 38.34 yards per punt with 68 punts that year by him. And then as a junior, Ben Turk punted an average of 40.3 yards per punt, fifth total of 53 punts. 2012, the undefeated season, Ben Turk is a senior, and he averages 40.77 yards per punt for a total of 53 punts. 2013, Kyle Brinza and Alex Wolfek share punting time. Alex averaged 32.63, and Brinza averaged 41.14. So in 2014, this would have been Tyler Newsom would have been a true freshman. Kyle Brinza handled, I think, all kicking duties because Newsom just wasn't quite ready. Brinza averaged 41.47 yards per punt, punted 51 times. Now, last year, Tyler Newsom, redshirt freshman, first-year punting, averages better than all the previous punters average. He averaged 44.47 yards per punt and a total of 55 punts. Now, I know, you know, it very much sometimes you don't want a long punt, but it's still a fair number to look at as far as averages. And in the spring, he even looked more impressive in the little bit that we did see than he even did during the game. So I think looking forward, our punter, we're in good hands with our punter, no question about it. He can flip the field. He can get our offense out of bad positions and put our defense in a good position where maybe they'd be in a terrible position. So things are looking very bright from our punting team, in my opinion. And looking at ranking last year for punters, Notre Dame, and this also includes a few punts by Deshaun Kizer. Kizer had two punts for an average of 40.5 yards. And so this is Notre Dame's ranking compared to the other schools. Where do you think Notre Dame Randall ranked in all of college football in yards per punt? The average punt.
I would say fourth.
Okay, they're not that high, but they're close. They're 16th. And so pretty much what separates 16th and 16th and 10th is less than a 16th and 10th place is less than a yard. So they were looking great last year with a first-time punter, and so I think like I said, I'm very happy with Tyler Newsom, and I hope if he sticks around for a fifth year, that means we'll be set for another three seasons.
Yeah, that'd be great. He looked really good this spring. He definitely helped out the team quite a bit last year, you know, pinning the opposing team inside their own 20. And I'm definitely expecting big things out of him this next fall.
All right. Randall, anything else for Tyler Newsom before we close this episode?
He doesn't have his Twitter anymore. He shut it down and basically can focus more on football. The one thing I will say, if you ever meet Tyler, you have to check out his car. He drives an old, I think it's a Camaro. I'm not sure. I'm not good at knowing what those old cars are, but it's, you know.
It's some kind of muscle car?
Yeah. It's pretty impressive, so. Definitely old school.
All right, and do want to give thanks to the Irish Turning Point for allowing us to use their countdown to kickoff image. You can follow them on Twitter at TheIrishTP or online at IrishTP.com. So until next time, go Irish.
Go Irish.